90% of studies on stress have been on males. However, a new UCLA study by two female scientists explored stress on the effects of the female brain. The findings are shocking yet reaffirming. Past studies confirm that stress triggers bad hormones in the brain that provoke fight or flight mode. Good hormones like oxytocin are also released to help fight the bad. However, the new study reveals that stress prompts a much higher release of oxytocin in women, often called the love hormone. The result? This actually mitigates the fight or flight response and creates an instinct to go towards children and gather other women instead of fleeing. Through the act of taking care of others, even more oxytocin is released, helping to fight the stress hormones in the body. While testosterone counteracts the smaller amount of oxytocin in the male hormonal reaction, estrogen sets the stage to welcome the love hormone in. How this study started is also noteworthy. The scientists discussed how, as women, when they were stressed in the lab, they collected together to bond over coffee, while the male scientists disappeared. It's no wonder we always look out for everyone and for one another. This also supports other studies proving that strong female friendships actually make people feel more empowered, optimistic, and healthy. In fact, as a Harvard study revealed, social bonds for men and women actually reduce our risk of disease and cancer. The absence of those bonds can be as detrimental as smoking. What? Isn't that crazy? Many speculate that the instinctual bond between women started way back. Ancestrally, women often left their family or community to live with another, and it was with new non-blood related women they formed interdependent bonds, creating the pathway for the emotionally intimate, empathetic sisterhoods we got to be a part of today. This makes us evolutionarily drawn to the micro communities we build with each other. And this beautiful bond doesn't just support our health. In sharing her findings with Harvard Business Review, researcher Dr. Brian Uzi reveals that women who have a stronger inner circle of at least one to three female friends are more likely to get executive positions and 2.5% higher pay than those who don't. Amazing, right? Uzi explains that the other side is also true. While women who had networks that most resembled those of successful men, i.e., centrally, but not a female inner circle, placed in leadership positions that were among the lowest in authority and pay. The point is, as women, we need each other, we need community for our health, our happiness, and success. This is why the Theater of Public Speaking is so adamant about the love for our women's public speaking program and the community we have created. We are in such an exciting time for women and for science because this level of extensive study on the female brain is new. Who knows what else is left to discover as research continues? Stay tuned to find out. P.S. Our March Women's Public Speaking cohort is open for registration. We would love for you to come be a part of this amazing community and learn some skill sets that will help you continue to level up and connect. Don't forget to sign up or book a clarity call with us to learn more. Love you so much. This is Misty Mejia, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking.